Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah Yistamaya, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosrav Shlomi Salmas, Zagos, Amor, Yitiv, Chol Yitzchal, 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 good health, Parnasa, Beshefa, and Kol Tov Sela. Now we learned in the previous Mishnah that Demai sold in large quantities is taken care of by the buyer. Only if sold in small quantities are the Meisers taken care of by the seller. Now Rav Meir says, Esher Darki Limadid Begasa, something which is usually measured out in large quantities, Umidate Bedaka, but he happened to have measured out in small quantities, meaning he usually sells in large quantities, but this time he sold in small quantities. Tfeilo daka lagasa, this small quantity that he sold it in is tafil. It's secondary to the large quantity that it's usually sold in, and the seller does not have to take care of it, even though he sold it in a small quantity. And ishadarki limadi bedaka, something which is usually sold in small quantities, umidati bagasa, but he measured out in a large quantity, tfeilo gasa ladaka. This large quantity that he measured it out in is secondary to the small quantity that it's usually measured out in, and the seller would have to take care of all the maestros. That's because we're going to apply the concept of loy plug rabbanon. When the rabbanon said something, it's a loy plug. It goes across the board. And even though we happen to have found a unique circumstance where the reason why they said what they said doesn't apply, nonetheless, we're still going to apply what they said. And yes, even though the Chum said that when a person sells in large quantities, since they're not profiting so much, they don't have to deal with the demai. Only when they're selling in small quantities, they have to deal with the demai because they're profiting a lot. Nonetheless, if something usually sold in large quantities happened to have been sold in small quantities, we still say loy plug, and the seller doesn't have to take care of the demai, and vice versa. Now, Ezi Midagas, so what does that mean to sell in large quantities? But Yavesh, if we're dealing with something dry, such as grain, Shlishas Kabin, selling 3 kav, that's considered a large quantity. Ubalachin, with liquids, dinar, it's the amount that can be purchased for a dinar. Now, Rabbi Yossi gives an exception to the rule. Salai Te'enim, Salai Novim, baskets of figs and grapes, Vekupa Shal Yark, and boxes of vegetables, calls Machu Mechon Achsara, if he sells them just by estimation, meaning he doesn't weigh them, he doesn't count them, he doesn't measure them, he sells them just by estimation, Potter, so then, even though he's selling a small amount, he, the seller, is Potter from taking off all the mices of this demai. That's because since he adds on a whole bunch extra, since it's being sold by estimation, he's not profiting as much as he would be profiting if he would be selling it by measure, by counting it, and therefore he, the seller, would not be chayav to take off the maestros. And now moving on to Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we continue talking about different kulas that apply to demai. Machilim asa aniyim demai, v'sachsanyu demai. We're allowed to feed aniyim, poor people, demai, even if they're a chaver, and we're allowed to feed achsanya, which is traveling soldiers, we're allowed to feed them demai. This is referring to Jewish soldiers that are traveling from place to place, and the people of the city that they're in have to feed them. The residents of the city are allowed to feed these Jewish soldiers demai, as long as the Jewish soldiers are passing through and they're not staying overnight. Rami Gamliel, hayom achlas pile of demai. Rami Gamliel, he used to feed his workers demai. His workers were poor, and he told himself, since we're allowed to feed poor people demai, my workers are poor, so I'm allowed to feed them demai. Now the Chum argued with Rami Gamliel, and they hold that you're not allowed to do that. Since he has a chiv to feed his workers, he's going to be personally benefiting from demai if he feeds them demai, therefore he's not allowed to feed his poor workers demai. Now the Mishnah addresses Gabay Tzedakah, the people that are collecting Tzedakah, and they're distributing Tzedakah. What do? They go around to all the inhabitants of the city, both Amoratim and Chaverim, and they collect food items from them, and then they take those food items and distribute them to the Aniyim. The Aniyim are both Amoratim and Chaverim. Beishame says, Noisimes Hamusr L'She'enim Ma'aser, they have to make sure to give that which already was Meiser, something that was taken from a Chaver, and give it to someone who's not going to be Makbana Meiser. They have to make sure to give it to an Ani who's an Amaret. And V'She'enim Ma'aser L'Ma'aser, they have to make sure to take that which was collected, that which is not Meiser, something that was collected from an Amaret, and give it to someone who will make sure to take off Meiser, make sure to give it to an Ani who's a Chaver. And Nimsu called him Eichel Metukin. It turns out that now everyone's eating something which is Metukin, everyone's eating something that had Meiser taken off of it. Vachamim, Lacham argue, and they say, Gaifin Stam, Chalkan Stam. They simply collect from the homeowners and they distribute to the poor people. But writes Latakan Yitakan, whoever wants to fix up that which they receive, they could fix it up. But the Gabay Tzedakah don't have to make sure that they know which produce came from where and make sure that this one is given to that and that is given to this person. They could just collect and distribute, and the Ani that receives, if he wants to make sure to take off Meiser, so he could take off Meiser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.